Good afternoon. Joining us on the line now is ex-Baywatch actress and activist Alexandra Paul to talk about her experience of being put on trial with her co-defendant Alicia Santorio. They were each facing up to 6 months in jail for taking two chickens off a slaughter truck in rural California. They called it a rescue. The prosecutors called it theft. After a nine-day trial, they were found not guilty. Welcome to the show, Alexandra.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you with us. And it's interesting because when first looking at this case, you'd think a case involving two chickens might not seem like a big deal or something that would make the news. But it turns out there were so many crucial legal and health issues that were raised in this trial.
Yes, I'm a volunteer animal investigator with Direct Action Everywhere. And one of the reasons that we really would like to go to court is because in the court of public opinion, these kind of places, these factory farms, really, people do not like them and like how they're the animals are treated. But in the court of law, unfortunately, there just are no protections for animals. And so that's why, as an activist, it's really important that we bring these cases to court.
Yeah. And with the activism that you do on this open rescue that you do, that's all about the fact that you, when you're going in and trying to rescue animals, you actively show your face and allow yourself to be filmed because you're wanting to kind of prove the point that you don't feel like you're doing anything wrong and you're just trying to rescue the animals.
That's exactly right. Yes. So an hour after Alicia and I rescued the two chickens from the slaughterhouse truck outside the slaughterhouse in Livingston, California, we posted a video of ourselves rescuing the chickens. And I have to tell you, I've done a lot of rescues of animals from factory farms, and they've all been open rescues. And usually factory farms do not bring charges because they don't want people to know about what's going on. And when you're in court, you can ask for information about the factory farms that they don't want you to know and they don't want the public to know. So we were really surprised that this went to trial. Up mm-hmm. until the morning of the trial, I was thinking they're going to drop the charges. And they did offer 5 plea deals to Alicia and I, but we refused them all because we felt it was really important that Jax and Ethan, the two chickens whom we rescued, had their day in court.
Yeah. So you were really pleased that you went to court then, in a way.
Apparently, usually the defense, which was Alicia and I, usually the defense in a court case tries to hide as much and the prosecution wants to bring it out. And this was the exact opposite, where we were completely honest. And you're right about the jury. At first, when they came in, they were called in. They were pretty upset that they were being called in for what, two chickens? Is that why you're wasting our time? And at the very end of the trial, the judge says to the court, the jury, when he was dismissing them, thanking them for their time, he said, "I hope that you realize that this really wasn't a case just about two chickens. This was about much higher principles." And that was really validating for Alicia and I to hear, because the prosecution just kept trying to say, "This is a theft. This is a theft." And we were saying, "No, this is a rescue and an important case about the rights of animals."
Yeah. So what was the situation that the chickens were in, and how did you know what situation that they were in, and what were you rescuing them from? Just explain that.
Yeah. So I personally am vegan and don't eat animals, but I do understand that the slaughter of chickens is legal in the United States. And I want to be clear that we were outside that slaughterhouse, not because it killed chickens, even though I personally would prefer chickens not be killed. We were out there because in the manner that this slaughterhouse and most slaughterhouses, frankly, kill chickens, because the slaughter lines go by so quickly, they're unable to be killed, stunned first and killed in a manner that is without pain and stress. And so a lot of the chickens miss the stunning that happens, the stun bath, and then they get scalded alive. And so this particular slaughterhouse was scalding a lot of birds alive when they were still sensate, and they were also burying a lot of birds alive because they were pulling birds off the slaughter line who were still alive, thinking that maybe they weren't alive, and then throwing them in piles and they were getting suffocated. So this is quite a routine practice, but this particular slaughterhouse had been investigated already and nothing had been done in 5 years. And that's why we went back and I had seen new footage that showed that this slaughterhouse had not changed its practices. And that's why we rescued Ethan and Jax from the slaughterhouse truck outside.
Mm. So the fact that it's not illegal that chickens and other animals are slaughtered for meat, for food, is it illegal though certain practices? So the way this slaughterhouse was operating, is that illegal then?
Yes, it is illegal. Right. Under animal cruelty laws. Unfortunately, chickens have very few protections, but there are yes, they were definitely following, going against some USDA laws. And the problem is that the government, the animal protection agencies, the county of Merced, where this slaughterhouse is, the police had all been told over and over again that there was animal cruelty happening in this factory farm. But because it was chickens, nobody cares. If it was cats or dogs, people would be horrified.
Yeah.
But because chickens, they don't act. And that's why we did.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think, or is it your understanding from the research that you're doing on this, that this is happening a lot, not just with chickens, but with other animals, that people are slaughterhouses, I don't know about the rest of the world, but in America where you are breaking the law in the way that they're going about it?
Yes, they are. And that is because if you have a factory farm, the primary goal is to make money. And to make money means that you want to kill as many animals as possible. And that means that the workers have to work just in an ungodly manner, squished together, doing work that with knives and things that in an incredibly fast pace with little breaks, a few breaks. That's just a terrible, terrible situation inside all slaughterhouses because the main goal is to make money. It doesn't care about the welfare of the workers or the animals. And frankly, the American consumer overall, of course, they fear having recalls and, having issues of disease breakouts, but that's just because then they'll have to pay money and they'll lose business, not because they really care. Mm. This is a real issue. And we know that because Ethan and Jax were incredibly sick. These chickens are 44 days old when they're brought to the slaughterhouse. And Jax already had something like 7 diseases, one of them, which is highly contagious and very dangerous that can spread around a slaughterhouse. Neither of them should have been on that slaughter truck per USDA rules, but they were. So the breaking of the rules was everywhere. Not to mention, of course, animal cruelty, but this slaughterhouse and Foster Farms, which is one of the largest chicken companies in the world, were breaking a lot of laws here. Mm-hmm. And we proved it because Jax, one of the chickens, the chicken Alicia rescued, he died within a couple of days, and a necropsy was done and showed that he had really was very, very sick.
Mm. So do you think that, I know you guys have obviously done it in this instant, which is fantastic, but do you think in general it's very difficult or near impossible to take on these big organizations to try and stop them from doing what they're doing?
Oh, no. I think definitely activists and consumers were the ones that, look, if it weren't for animal investigators like Alicia and I and other activists, no one would know what's going on behind closed doors in these places because the government isn't helping shed light, and the corporations certainly don't want you to see it, and the law enforcement isn't exposing these people or even arresting them for animal cruelty. So it's really, really important that we activists, we document everything that we see and we share it with the world. And that is why you and your listeners all have seen, know what's going on at factory farms for the most part, because they can just look it up on the internet. And if they don't know, I encourage them to. So because we're part of the system. And the system is going to change because of the problems with climate change, frankly. Animal agriculture is a huge part of greenhouse gas emissions. And also we're moving toward, it's such an inefficient way also to feed the world. We're also moving towards lab-grown meat and meat that can be made from the DNA of animals and not from the actual slaughter of them. Mm-hmm. So we're moving towards other options that are going to end up being safer in terms of passing along pathogens. And also antibiotic resistance is a huge problem because they have to use so many antibiotics in these places on these animals. 80% of antibiotics in America are used on farm animals to try and keep them alive until they get slaughtered because their conditions are so bad. So there's so, and not to mention, you know, the health of humans, meat and dairy just isn't as good for people. If they substituted more beans and vegetables and fruit and nuts and seeds, they would be healthier. So there's so many reasons that animal agriculture needs to go. And so it will go. It's just going to be a matter of time. But meanwhile, billions and billions of animals are going to suffer. So I'm trying to hasten the departure of animal agriculture.
Yeah, it's amazing how people have become more and more aware and understanding of these things over the last 5, 10, 20, 30 years. You know, 30 years ago or so, people just weren't talking about these issues. And, you know, everybody grew up on meat and two veg, certainly in the UK. You know, that's the kind of standard meal for a lot of people. And their kind of reason for that was, it's what I've had all my life. It's what my parents had. It's what my grandparents had. You know, it was tradition. It was normal. It's fine for everybody else. How can it suddenly not be fine? But as we know in life, you know, we learn as we go on, things change. More information is available out there because of the internet and people like yourselves. So now we know so much more about this kind of thing that we didn't 30 years ago.
Animals are treated much more cruelly now than they were 30 years ago. And there are very few small farms. 99% of the meat out there and the dairy comes from large, large farms where animals are just considered things. And that's the interesting thing, actually. And just to say that in court, this is a step. We were being tried based on our actions. I hope that one day the trial will be more about Ethan and Jax, the chickens, and how they were treated. More directly, they will be able to be represented in court instead of Alicia and I being their human proxies. Mm. That would be a very, very important step, that chickens get actual legal rights in court.
Mm. And where did your passion for activism come from? Because I was reading about all the so many causes that you've been involved with and are still involved with, and you've been arrested so many times as well.
Yes, I have been arrested for peaceful civil disobedience over 24 times, maybe, for issues surrounding peace and the environment, electric cars and animals. Mm. And I guess I think it, you know, gives me a sense of purpose. I'm an actress, and that's a job that I love, but it doesn't fill my soul like trying to help the world. Mm. And also, as a white woman in America of a certain privilege, I think that it is my duty to engage in activism that is maybe a little more fringe than most people might feel comfortable with, because in the courts and the legal system, I am safer, whereas someone of color or even a man might be less safe. And if I go to jail, then my situation is better. So I feel it's my duty to be a more active activist, or, you know, but all sorts of activism is vital to any cause. So whether you give money or share things on the internet or write letters or stand in the street with a sign, those things are all adopt a pet. There are so many ways to be an activist. And the hardest way actually to be an activist is just to incorporate it, daily in your everyday life, is to try and be in every action that you do, that it follows your values. And that's the thing that I find the most difficult, much more difficult than going to court, is just being a person who is walks my talk.
Yeah. Oh, well, you certainly do that. It's very impressive. And when you look back at the Baywatch days, does it seem like a lifetime ago?
Even though it was like 25 years ago, because I am so closely associated with that, even though I've done 100 other acting projects, and I have a movie coming out next month, it definitely is the one that people most associate me with. So it's never far from my day. I think it comes up at least once or twice a day as I'm out and about. Loved shooting Baywatch. So I'm proud to be associated with that show. And it's had like a life that it's never going to die. I mean, they're bringing back another series. Apparently there's been a movie that's playing now all over the world again in sort of a remastered format. It's still very much alive.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it was an iconic show. It really was. So, you mentioned a movie next month. What's that then?
Yes, it's called Baby Steps. It's an independent movie. It's a premiere at the LA Film Festival. In 2 weeks, and it'll be out on all sorts of platforms, Amazon, everywhere, later this summer.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we'll look out for that, Baby Steps. It's been lovely to have you with us, Alexandra Paul. Thank you so much for joining us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Hannah.